Amen.
Good morning.
Amen.
How many of you would rather be in the hospital? Yeah, I would. It's good to be back. If you've got a copy of God's Word, I'm not going to try to preach today, but I do have something I want to open up with this morning that the Lord put upon my heart. Brother Kenny will be bringing a message here just shortly. For those that's not been here in a while, I saw Brother Josh Eller. Josh, good to see you, son. Good to have you and your family back with us. And I looked around. I tried to see who's here and who's not. We got a whole crowd of them that went on vacation. They went down to Cozumel, Mexico, and Belize, and they're all back in the States now, but they're not back here yet. That's Robbie, Tammy, Chris, Brother Ken, and Miss Gene, and then my little brother Ryan and his family. So it's good to be here. Is Brother Troy preaching somewhere this morning? Did Brother Troy preach? Don't think so. Let's pray for them. They're usually here. Maybe sickness or something's coming their way. But it is so good to be back. I told you last week or week before last when I left. Hopefully I'll be back in a couple weeks. It hadn't even been 2 weeks. I just missed one Sunday. Thank the Lord for your prayers. The Lord has truly touched me, and it's been a blessing. I thank everybody for the prayers, the cards, the calls, text, everything. Several of you, I know, come down there and stayed with Miss Cindy while I sit back there. That was the hard part. I laid in a hospital bed from 10:30 all the way till after 4 before they ever got started. So if you don't eat or drink past supper, and then you don't get to have your surgery till the next supper, you're pretty hungry anyway. But the Lord touched. I feel like I'm doing great. I look great. Amen. Look at Gary Badgett laughing the hardest. John chapter number 12 is where I'm going to be for just a minute. How many of y'all have ever been? Brother Danny, good to see you back there. Son, if you'd rather sit with a different family, we'll have Reggie move. How many of y'all ever been to the Linville Caverns or Luray Caverns? Or maybe if the Phillips were here, I don't see them back there. The Phillips here today? Oh, West Virginia coal miner, a coal miner's daughter. Maybe down deep in a coal mine or down below ground. They tell me that you can only find zero darkness when you get down so far below the earth's level or the sea level. And we've been up there to those caverns, and when you get down in there, they'll tell you to hold on to something. They don't let you just stand there free-handed, willy-nilly, because you'll fall down or something, because that's just the way darkness is. Well, hell is it's a dark abyss. It's a place of just utter darkness. And the only hope in darkness is light. And I read this little story, and I'm going to read it to you. Don't stand or anything for now, but I'll read a couple verses of Scripture that will pertain to the light. The Bible says if we walk in the light as He is in the light, out of the book of 1 John, we have fellowship one with another. So I want you to walk in that light of Christ. But in the book of John chapter number 12, in verse number 35, Jesus said these words. Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them." Now, I want to think about that just a minute, going down below the level of the earth's crust and going down into one of those dark places. I've been there, and Cindy and I, we were in South Dakota, and there's one where you don't even have to descend. There's a cavern that takes you into the entrance of the mountain. It's kind of like going through the tunnels at Bluefield or somewhere, where you just go back into the mountain. You go back in there, and there's little markers, and the coal miners, the gold miners, the silver miners, the tin miners, all of those that would go into there, they would make little marks along the pathway, and they would generally make it out of some type of a reflective paint, reflective light, a reflective coating, reflective something. That way, whenever the light hit it, if there was ever a cave-in or if there was ever a problem, all the miner had to do, all that one which was working below level would have to do, was just make sure that his light stayed bright, and then he could just look for those little hashtags along the cave or along the cavernous wall or the coal mine wall or whatever it was. But if the miner ever lost his light, that was almost like losing his hope. And if he ever lost his hope, it would be like losing his life. Can you imagine being a mile or a mile and a half below the earth's level, and the only thing you have is a little kerosene lighter, or maybe some type of maybe it's a battery pack, and you've said, "Well, I've got a good battery." That battery's not going to last you forever, okay? That thing, if you can't get out within the time that allotment of the battery power would give you, there's a good chance that you would die. Well, having said that, can you imagine now, just for a minute, going through this walk of life in the darkness that shrouds us? And there's darkness everywhere. Every single one of you, Brother Grant and Miss Karen, would be sitting right beside you, Miss Jan. No doubt in my mind they would be there today, but Brother Grant has found himself in a dark place because, as you well know, he lost his mother. And as Miss Margaret passed away, I know what Brother Grant's going through, because next week we will celebrate the one-year anniversary of my mama's going to heaven. So I know what he's going through. But every single one of us has that opportunity to stay in that darkness. We can get there, and I've seen some, and I grieve with those that grieve. Honestly, I do. But some, when they get into that dark place, and some of you will have somebody just comes to mind, they've had great loss in their life, and darkness has come in, and they've stayed there. It's like their light has gone out. So what I say is this: if you have the light, which is Christ, make sure that the wick is trimmed and burning. Make sure the lampstand is high. Make sure the sooty globe is cleaned off once in a while. And keep that light so bright, shining and bright. Because if you ever lose sight of where the markers are at or in life, you're going to lose your way. And I believe that real seriously. Those miners and those people that would go below the earth's crust and then they would get down there. Can you imagine being there? And there, let's just say there was a cave-in somewhere and you've only got X amount of hours to get out. And you put your own time in there. You put your own light in there. How much light have you got? How much candle do you have? How much oil do you have? How much battery power do you have? Do you have enough to get you from where you are in the cave-in? In the bad diagnosis, in the time of crisis, in your dark spot, do you have enough to get you there to where you can finally see the light of day again? I don't know that answer. I've got enough because I know Jesus Christ. And as it said, Jesus said, while I'm with you, hey, I'm the light of the world. And he even told them, a little while you have the light with you. Walk while you have the light. And then he went away. But he sent us back something so precious, and that is the light of the Holy Spirit. He still guides our way. He's still that reflective marker that shows us how to get from here to there. He's my guide. He's my stay. He's my everything. So that's what I wanted to open up with this morning. I don't know if it'll even pertain at all to Brother Kenny's message. Probably won't. But anyway, that's a 2-for-1 special. That's all that I've got for you today. But don't forget, Mount Pisgah today at 4 o'clock. It's not a church service. It's a graveside service for Miss Margaret Souther. That's Grant's mama. That's at Mount Pisgah on Highway 115. There's two Mount Pisgahs here in the county. One's over near Trapp Hill. The other one down 115, right at the county lines. If you're going down 115, right before you get to Iredell County line, right on the left, you'll see Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. So you pray, Brother Grant, Miss Karen, Brother Tommy, Miss Ellen. Tommy's home, right? He is home. Let's pray for Brother Tommy Lovett. You know, he was in the hospital recently and just back out. Brother James back there somewhere. I'm looking for James. Where'd James go? James, you backslid, son. Pray for Brother James. He's still facing some tests. Each and every one of you has got somebody on your heart. Brother Feldman was in and out of the hospital this week. Let's pray for him. Pray for our sick shut-ins. Preacher, you come on up here and share the word of God with us. But listen, folks, if you don't have the light and you're still yet in darkness, my prayer is that you'll come to the light. If you don't know how bright the light is, get in total darkness. Even the smallest flicker, even the smallest spark is going to look bright. But the light is the brightest whenever the times are the darkest. But keep your wicks trimmed and burning. If you're saved, shine over into somebody else's path that they too might see the way and then come to Christ. That's what it's about, folks. Brother, you ready? Preach to us.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate the opportunity again to be back with you in the house of God today. It's always a great honor for a man of God to stand and try to preach the Word of God. And I appreciate this honor and this opportunity the Lord has given us this day. If you have your Bibles with you tonight or this morning, I want you to turn with us to Mark chapter number 5. I'm going to read verses 1 through verse number 20 and share with you that God has laid upon our heart. And I hope and pray that it'll be a blessing to you and a help to you. But, you know, most of all today, I've really been praying this week that God would touch somebody that's lost without God. I want to see somebody saved by the grace of God. And if you're here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today be a good day to give your heart and your life to Him. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse number 1, if you'd like to stand, you may do so. It says, And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and crying with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou tormentest me not." And he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there were, and there was there nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city, and it was and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and said and see him that was possessed with a devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind as they were afraid. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come unto the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. May God have his blessing the reading of God's word today. I'm going to ask Brother Archie, would you lead us, Lord, in prayer, please? Thank you, Brother Archie. I'm going to try to bring you a message this morning. Oh, man can't do what God can. Amen. No matter how hard we want man to do something for us in our life today, man cannot do for you what God can. Amen. God can do great things in the hearts and lives of people that will be willing to give their soul to him and then yield theirself, my friend, to his work and trying to do what he would have them to do in their heart and their life. We find, and I'm going to not read every verse again, but we find in this scripture about four things that I want to share with you this morning. My friend, number one is the state of man in the scripture that we have read today. We find that this man, the Bible said, came out of the tombs there from, and he was absolutely possessed, my friend, of Satan today. And children, listen to me this morning. I'm not saying everybody is possessed today, but I want to tell you, if you're lost without God, the devil's got his hand on you and not God. Amen. My friend, the devil is leading you and guiding you in your walk of life today. And my friend, I'm glad this morning that my friend, God can do more for us than man can do if we'll just give ourselves and our life, my friend, over him today. My friend, God will do in our life that we need today. The Bible says in Mark chapter 3 and verse number 27, the Bible said, "No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except He will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. My friend, I want to tell you something today. There's not anybody, you can't bind Satan today. I don't care, my friend, how hard you try, but I know I've got a Father in heaven, and my friend, the Son Jesus Christ can bind Satan, my friend, in your life and my life today. And I'm glad for that today. Amen. I'm glad God, my friend, has the power to come in and take care of the things in my life today. And so we see the state of the man today that we're reading about here in the Word of God. The Bible said that he had an unclean spirit. My friend, the Bible says in Revelation 16:14, my friend, referring to them, that he calls them devils today. My friend, that when we're lost without God, there's something inside of us, and my friend, will make us run away from Jesus Christ and run away from the things of God. We don't have nothing to do with the church. We don't have nothing to do with anybody that claims to be saved by God's grace. And my friend, that's what the devil does. My friend, he wants you to keep you out of the place that'll do you the most good and get to the person, my friend, that can save your soul from a devil's hell, and my friend, and give you everlasting life. My friend, he just don't want us to do that today. My friend, the state of man today in this world today is just like that. My friend, they have an unclean spirit inside of them, and my friend is trying to keep them from getting to God, trying to keep them getting where they need to be to God. My friend, listen, also we find, my friend, that he cannot be tamed by man. In verse number 4 of the scripture that we read to you, my friend, the Bible said, because they had been often bound with fetters and chains and had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither can any man tame him today. My friend, listen, you cannot tame a man that's been possessed by the devil because of what you're trying to do. My friend, I'm here to tell you this morning that it takes the power of God in the heart and life today, my friend, to change that person from the inside out. My friend, God gives us a new spirit inside of us. My friend, he takes care of all sin in our life. My friend, he puts it under the blood of the Lamb of God, never to be remembered no more. Young as I am glad today we're serving a great big God. Amen. My friend, a God that loves us. My friend, well, man cannot do what God can do. And I'm glad of that today. Listen, we find there that he cannot be tamed. The Lord showed me a little bit about that verse this evening. I want to share with that with you today. The Bible said that often men would come in there and chain him with fetters and with chains, and he just break them asunder. My friend, just kick them off. Now, a fetter was made out of iron, and it's put around your ankles. I'm going to tell you something, youngin', if you're here today lost without God, the devil wants you to stay right in that sin. My friend, fetters would hinder you and harm you from moving. Amen. My friend, that's what the devil wants to do in your life. He wants to keep you right there, my friend, where you're at today. He wants you to turn this off today. He wants you to stay right where you're at. My friend, listen, the Bible said how that maniac, he would just tear them chains off. He would get those fetters and tear them off. And my friend, the Bible said no man can tame him. And that is exactly right. And I tell you, there is the Son of God that can take care of that today. My friend, the Son of God can come into your heart and your life. My friend, he'll change your soul. And my friend, save your soul. And my friend, change your life if you just give him, my friend, that opportunity today. The state of man today, number 3, found in verse number 5. My friend, man can't help you like Jesus Christ can. My friend, no matter how hard we try, no matter how, my friend, we want to help those individuals, my friend, there's no man can help that individual, my friend, like Jesus Christ. I can help you today. Listen to me, friend. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, don't get mad at me. I'm just preaching what God laid on my heart. I'll tell you what today, my friend, you claim to be a Christian and you saved by God's grace. He'll change your speech. Brother, he'll take care of that ungodly tongue that's in your mouth today. My friend, he'll change your actions. My friend, he'll set your feet aright. He'll tell you where to go and what to do. He'll put you, my friend, where he can use you for the glory of God.
Amen, brother.
We're living in a world today that man says it's all right you do anything you want to do.
Right,
young as I like the Bible.
Right.
My friend, God saves your soul. He changes you from the inside out. There's a change comes there,
amen,
my friend, and you got to do what God has laid on your heart to do. My friend, listen, the Bible said there in the Word of God, in verse number 5, he said, always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. My friend, wouldn't that be an awful place to be? My friend, but you know what? Every one of us today that are saved sitting in this church this morning, we was in that position one time, my friend, in our life. We done whatever the devil wants us to do. My friend, we said whatever the devil wants us to say. We done absolutely everything that the devil wants us to do. We're living in a society today that tells you, you just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. My friend, just live the way you want to live, and everything's going to be all right. My friend, my Bible says you must be born again. How about God? God's amazing grace. And my friend, if you're born again by His grace, you're going to try to live for Him the very best you can.
Amen.
One thing that really gets under my skin, my friend, when I don't care who I'm talking to, some of my friends, somebody I've never met, my friend, listen, God took something out of my heart in my life that was very damning in my walk with Him and my service, my friend, and everything that I wanted to do. My friend, God took that out of my life whenever He saved me. And my friend, that really touches my heart. Even today when I hear folks that claim to be saved by God's grace and they've got that filthy mouth, my friend there, young's on, tell you something. You're let say the Savior come in, my friend, and take care of that mouth in your heart and your life. God will do that, my friend, if you'll just allow Him to come in your life, mind, take care of those things in your life that need to be taken care of. I know this is not popular, amen. Some of you looking at me like you're going to kill me, but listen, I want to tell you something, friend. God knows what we do. He knows, my friend, everything about us. He knows, my friend, what we've done last night. He knows what we're going to do today. He knows it all. My friend, you shacking up, you doing these things that you ought not do. My friend, I tell you, God's not pleased with it. I'm just telling you the truth today. My friend, God is not pleased with that. Youngs, we need to come to God and say, Lord God, I want you to come into my life. I want you to help me. I want you to lead me and guide me. And listen, I don't live above sin. My friend, I struggle just like you struggle. My friend, there's something inside of me, a still small voice that'll whisper to my heart, my life, and said, now listen, you ought not to think that. You ought not to done that. My friend, there's been many a times in my life I've had to bow my heart before God and my friend, listen, and say, Lord, you forgive me. I've had to go to people and say, listen, I'm sorry about what I said. And my friend, it was out of context. And my friend, it wasn't meant to sound like it was when I said that today. My friend, God knows us today. He knows all about us today. My friend, man can do what man cannot do what Jesus, my friend, can do in their heart and their life. My friend, I'm telling you today, God can do it today. Verse number 6 through verse number 14. My friend, you see the power of Christ. And my friend today, the unclean spirit, the Bible said when he seen Jesus afar off, my friend, that unclean spirit knew him. I'm going to tell you something, my friend, that spirit, that unclean spirit that's in our heart today, my friend, they know Jesus. They know, man, that Jesus is the Son of God. They know all about Jesus today. My friend, when they seen Jesus, say they knew him. You read those verses. I will not take time how to read those verses, but my friend, the unclean spirit knew him. Jesus spake, and the unclean spirit came out. Amen. My friend, it just takes the voice of God. My friend, the voice of the Son of God has said, come out of them. Come out of them. And my friend, the Bible said that unclean spirit came out. Jesus asked him, what is thy name? My friend, he said, my name is Legion, for we are many. My friend, there's a lot of many of unclean spirits in the hearts and lives of people today. My friend, I'm going to tell you something today. When sin comes into your life, it embeds in your heart and your life. It wants to get behind, my friend, the closed door and hide itself in there. But I'm telling you what's the truth today. If you've got somebody who's going to stand on the Word of God and preach the Word of God, gun barrel straight, I'm telling you, you can't wallow around in sin and expect to go to heaven, my friend, and go to that place that God has prepared for you and I today. Preacher, you pretty straight? Yes, sir. My friend, I am. I'm telling you today, young as you can't wallow around in sin. And my friend, sing, oh, how I love Jesus. It just don't work. It just don't work. My friend, listen. Bible said here in the Word of God. Again, I'm not going to go back and read all that scripture. But my friend, we find that Jesus spoke and an unclean spirit came out. My friend, he knew Jesus had the power, my friend, over him in verse number 10. My friend, he went there and he said, an unclean spirit said, listen, there's a herd of swine over yonder. He said, don't cast us out, my friend, in this world. Cast us out on those swine over there on the hillside. My friend, I'm going to tell you something today. The unclean spirit has to be dwelling in something that is alive. Now, my friend, the swine in the Bible, that's the lowest a job that you can ever have. That's the lowest beast that's in the Word of God. And my friend, they said, well, send us over into those swine. I honestly believe the Bible does not say, but my friend, I believe that those swine said, well, the devil said, if we can just get to the swine, we can get out of them. My friend, go somewhere else. The Bible said they ran violently down the steep hill, and there in the river, my friend, they choked to death. I want to tell you something, children, you can get rid of those unclean spirits in your life today if you just let God come into your heart and your soul today. The unclean spirits said, let us go into the swine. My friend, verse number 13. My friend, God and all of His grace and all of His goodness, my friend, knows all about us today. He knows what we need and when we need it today. Listen, you find in verse number 15 in that scripture, how my friend Jesus was all that was needed. I like this verse, amen. I just get excited, how my friend, when I start reading the Word of God, my friend, knowing that God, and my friend, and all that He done in our heart and our life. The Bible said, and when they came to Jesus and see Him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in His right mind, and they were afraid. I'm telling you right now, friend, thank God on the in October 13, 1973, on a Wednesday night, God had touched my heart, changed my life, and I was found sitting at the feet of my Savior today. My friend, I was clothed not with my own self-righteousness, but with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. My friend, and I was in my right mind. Praise God, I tell you, preacher, you out of your mind. I'll tell you something today, Julian. I've never been so complete, my friend, than I've ever had been in my life, far as my mind goes. Thank God I'm glad I'm saved by God's grace. Before I was saved, I was out of my mind. I'd do and go and do anything. My friend, with the crowd I run with, it didn't matter, my friend, but when God saved me, He gave me my right mind. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you, I'm glad God's good. My friend, He's able to do what man cannot do. Amen. Listen. They found Him sitting clothed and in His right mind. My friend, I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God will just touch your heart and touch your life. This man, nobody could tame. He would tear the chains apart, the fetters off. My friend, he's getting the mountains and howl like a wild animal.
My friend, all night long, folks would come by the tombs, and my friend, they could hear this man howling and doing all these things, my friend. But the Bible said when Jesus coming into his life saved his soul, my friend, he was sitting there, my friend, at the feet of Jesus. He was clothed and in his right mind. I'll tell you what God will do for you. He'll calm you down. Amen. He'll calm you down. Praise God. He'll get the devil out of your life and calm you down. Now, the devil wants to cause confusion and upset all the time, make you mad all the time. But you get Jesus in your heart, your life, he'll just calm you down like a little kitten. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad I'm like that today. I'm glad that God just calmed me down and said, listen, Kenny, you was once lost like this legion was. You was once lost, my friend, like this man that lived among the tombs. He said, but I saved you. You come to my feet, sitting, clothed, and in your right mind. My friend, he just calmed me down. He said, I love you today. Now, I thank God for you today. My friend, I want to tell you something, young'uns. If you're born again by God's amazing grace, it took the power of the Holy Ghost of God, my friend, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that died for us on the cross of Calvary to calm you down. Amen? My friend, to calm you down. My friend, to get you in your own self, get your mind right, get your heart right, get your body right, and say, Lord, I want you to take me and use me in the very small way. If I can be a blessing, would you do that today? My friend, I'm glad God is in control today. My friend, not only will he calm you down, but my friend, he'll clothe you with salvation. Praise God today. Young, and I'm glad my sins is not exposed today. I'm glad of that. I'm glad the salvation of God, his robe of righteousness has in his blood has covered my sins. And my friend, I'm glad that God had done what he done. My friend, by sending his son to die for you and I today. Amen. My friend, I don't want nobody to know my sins today. But I want to tell you what, friend. My friend, God, through the Spirit of God, I will calm you down. He'll clothe you with salvation. And my friend, he'll give you the right mind, the mind that you need to have to know that you're saved by God's amazing grace. And youngs, you won't have to worry about going to the beer joint anymore. You won't have to worry about going to a honky tonk or wherever these young people go today. My friend, I have no idea and don't want to know. Amen. But my friend, I want to tell you something. God can take that away. If it's causing sin in your heart and your life, and you claim to be a Christian saved by God's grace, my friend, you need to get somewhere and get in an altar somewhere and ask God to forgive you and get back in here and say, God, you take care of all this stuff. Put it under your blood and let's robe me in your salvation. That I can be in my right mind and I can be calmed down. My friend, let God just take me and use me today. My friend, listen, I'm glad God loves us to that point of our life today. Listen, verse number 19, I'm going to close here in just a minute. The Bible said, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, he was getting ready to go, wanting to go with Jesus. That's what God does, my friend, when he saves you. No matter whether you're a good moral person or an ungodly person, my friend, you want to go with Jesus. That's the difference of it. Having your heart, my friend, right, and getting your sins covered in the blood of the Lamb of God. And when you get those right, your mind gets right. And when your mind gets right, you just want to love God and serve him and do what God wants you to do. My friend, the Bible said, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath compassion on thee. My friend, the fourth thing I want to bring up today, my friend, as Jesus said to that one that's possessed with Satan, he said, you go back and tell it. Amen? You go back and tell it. That there's a... That is a phrase that some of the boys that I associate with in something that I really enjoy, my friend, to do. And some of you boys that hunts a lot, you know what I'm talking about. My friend, whenever you say, boy, that dog's a-telling it, you know what I mean today. My friend, that dog's running a rabbit, and it's running it right, and it's telling it, amen. My friend, God wants us to tell it. He wants us to tell it. He wants us to say, listen, I'm saved by God's amazing grace. Thank God for Jesus and what He done in my heart and my life. Youngs, we need to tell it today. My, don't be ashamed of what God is doing in your heart and your life. My friend, God loves us to the uttermost. He gave His life on the cross of Calvary for you and I today. Youngs, listen to me. I'm Kenny Anderson and I'm never going to change. You can't change me. My friend, the devil had me bound for 21 years. The devil had me bound. And my friend, when I got saved, he loosed me. And my friend, I got on my knees before God. I fell on this altar and I said, Lord God, You saved my soul. And my friend, God saved me. He covered my sin with His righteousness.
Amen.
He gave me a new mind. He gave me a desire in my heart to go tell it.
Amen.
Hey man, I'm going to tell you something, youngs. I'm going to tell it till the light goes out. I'm going to tell it, my friend, till the light goes out. Man cannot do what God can do in your life. Jesus, my friend, died on the cross of Calvary for you and for me today. This maniac, he come out and he met the Lord. My friend, I want to tell you something today. When you meet Jesus,
yes, sir.
When you meet Him, preacher, do you ever meet Him? I've met Him through the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
In my life. What does He look like? You know, a lot of people got pictures hanging everywhere. Him having those pictures. Youngs, that's not what Jesus looks like according to the Word of God. The Bible said He had hair white like wool. He didn't have the long hair like I had back in the day. My friend, today, and listen. That was a day back in my day. My friend, I want to tell you something. God took care of that too. Amen. He took care of that too. Youngest, God knows my life and He knows your life. And I'm glad that God can save my friend to the uttermost. Sinner friend, listen. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. Preacher, I'm not a maniac. And I'm not in tombs. And I'm not doing... Youngs, if you're not saved, you're going to die and go to hell lost without God. That's just the plain facts about it. If you've never given your heart and your life to Jesus Christ, my friend, you're going to die and go to hell lost without Him. And Christian friend, if you think you can hold the hands of the devil one hand and hold God with the other hand, I'm going to tell you whose hand's going to be pulled off. I can tell you that very quickly. My friend, the Son of God, Jesus, and God the Father is going to remove His hand. Because He's not going to go with you in the places where you go. Amen? And doing the things that you do. He will come into your heart. He will convict your heart. My friend, He will burden your heart. Youngins, listen to me today. I'm telling you that this conviction power of the Holy Spirit of God, my friend, comes in our hearts and lives today. My friend, because He loves us and He cares about us today. And some people get under conviction and, my friend, want to get things right. Other people get mad and upset that the preacher, because the preacher's preaching to me. Hey, I'm preaching to every one of you. Hey, man, in this building today, I'm telling you that God will clean your life up, my friend, give you a right mind and set you at the feet of Jesus. And my friend, then He'll tell you, go tell it. Go tell it. Praise God, I'm glad. My friend, I'm not afraid to tell it. My friend, and tell folk today that if you're not saved by God's grace, you're going to end up in a place called hell. Lost without God. What a place. What a place for folks to have to go to. But you don't have to. Jesus made a way. Jesus made a way. As Brother Choir Leader gets a song. Youngins, I'm not mad at nobody. But this is what God laid on my heart for today. I seen the pastor come through the door back there and I said, Lord, now, if you want him to preach, I'm going to ask him. And I said, if he's got any doubt, tell him no. Because God burned my heart with this message all week long.
Amen, brother.
And I was going to have to preach it somewhere. But youngins, I'm telling you, God loves you. He died for you. And I know we got this to contend with. We got this to contend with. I know that. But when there's a known sin in your life and you're not taking care of it, you're missing out on the blessings that God can give you. You're missing out on things that God can do for in your life to help other folk today. That's why I do what I do. That's why I take stand in things that the convictions that God gave me in my life, I take stands on those, and I'm not changing. I've come too far now to turn back. I am not changing. I'm staying the same old Kenny Anderson. Young as I love you today, and I love the Lord. And I want to help every opportunity that God gives me. I want to help. I want to share the gospel. And I want to tell it. And I'm not ashamed to tell it. Thank God for what He can do in our heart and our life. Would you stand with me today, Father?